Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'll get inside and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
Super serious subject.
Yeah, this one's going to be sensitive.
But we kind of all made the decision that if we can't talk about it here, where can we talk about it? So let's get Stephanie and David on the phone, and we're going to start with Stephanie. Stephanie?
Yay.
Yay.
Why don't you tell us what's going on? What's this argument about?
Okay, so me and my husband, David, we've been married for a couple years, and David grew up with guns. And he brought three into our house, and I don't like guns, and I always didn't feel comfortable with them being there, but, you know, especially now with Las Vegas and so many mass shootings, I think it's time for us to get rid of the guns out of the house.
Okay.
All get rid of them, like, have a friend hold them, or are you talking about sell them off, take them, turn them in, you just want them gone kinda, forever?
I just want them gone. I don't want them in my... you know, in our house anymore.
Okay. Real quick, did you guys say you have kids?
We don't have kids.
Okay.
No, we're planning for kids in the future. So that's another thing that's like, I don't want to bring children into a house with guns. It makes me really uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just jump right into David here. I'm sure you guys have had this argument the last few days, but have it again for us, if you don't mind, David. What's your side of it?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, yai, guys.
Yai.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have been having this argument. You know, again, it's just, you know, it's something I grew up with. I'm very comfortable with it. I've got three guns, like she said. I've got a Glock 9mm, Remington 700 rifle, and an AR-15. It's a semi-automatic. I have had some modifications done to them, but everything's legal. But I keep them under lock and key. I feel like, you know, they all have their own purpose. It's not like it's a gratuitous kind of collection.
Well, what are tell us the purpose. What's the purpose of the pistol?
Well, the Glock is for home protection.
Okay.
The Remington was a I used to hunt. And I don't know if everybody knows what that is, but it's a hunting rifle.
Okay.
But my father gave it to me when he passed away. So it's kind of becoming an heirloom. So for that reason, that's just a nostalgic thing I keep. And I'd like to pass it along at some point in time to my son or daughter.
And the AR?
That's a lot of fun to shoot. Yeah. So that's why that. So that's kind of my my little release on my weekends. We'll go to the target range and just kind of.
Okay.
You know, fire up a couple rounds.
Okay.
All right. And so let's go back to, and you don't want to get rid of them. What is your argument to her when she feels so strongly in the light of current events, mm-hmm. to get rid of them? How do you look at your wife and say,
yeah,
no, why are you keeping them? I mean, I understand the one is an heirloom. What about the other two?
Right.
I mean,
well, the Glock is for protection. I mean, given, you know, this recent events, and I mean, that's kind of, for me, part of my argument. It's what if some of these people were carrying and able to protect themselves?
Just, you know, maybe firing randomly into the air, trying to figure out where the bullets were coming from. Is that what
I'm not okay. Maybe it's not the best example, but but as far as, you know, other situations, just being able to protect yourself as it's, if you're responsible, you know, gun owner, my biggest standpoint is it's not the guns, it's the people behind them. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's plenty of responsible gun owners out there.
And you think,
and of course you're going to, go ahead.
You think your AR has no chance of falling into the hands of the wrong person? I mean, you're not afraid of anybody using that the way the guns were used in Vegas?
I don't think that. I mean, no, I'm not familiar where the guns. I don't think the guns were stolen.
No,
were they?
They weren't.
Right.
They weren't. So
no. Okay. I don't think so. No, I like I said, I'm very responsible and very, very vigilant about keeping my guns locked up. You know, it's a safe. I mean, it's not like a
yeah,
a little padlock or anything. I mean, it's a serious deal. It's like a fingerprint thing. So.
And Stephanie, you totally trust David. You know he's not going to like wake up one day and snap and then run him up.
That's a great question.
Yeah. You know, I do. I do trust him, but you know, there is always that chance, you know, and
oh, come on.
I know that sounds well, but you don't know
Steph,
that.
I mean,
you don't know what's going to happen to you later in life or,
sure,
you know, okay, if something were to, that's what scares me is I don't know what's going to happen. And the fact that they're in our house is terrifying.
So then you don't shoot, Stephanie,
I don't. Okay. And, you know, honestly, it's not much. You know, it's not an every weekend hobby. It's not like it's something that, you know, is you can also go shoot guns off at a gun range and they have guns there that you can use. There's no reason to have to bring your own gun.
I've kind of grown attached to them. It's like a good pair of you know, sneakers. Kind of wear into them, you know what I mean? You know, especially the Remington. I mean, that's for that for its own reason.
With that being,
well, you'd
let him keep that one. I mean, I not that we're negotiating, I mean, it does feel weird to let go of a family heirloom, and he does feel attached to the handgun as a point of protection, which you haven't needed up to this point. But what if you did? You know, I've had that same argument in my own house. Are we willing to negotiate down the number of guns, Stephanie, or is it an all or nothing situation for you?
To me, honestly, it's an all or nothing. After everything that's happening and the way our country is, I don't think people need guns. And that's how I feel about it.
And Stephanie.
And a family heirloom, a gun, like, that's fine. It can hurt someone. It can damage someone's life and completely end it. And you have
a necklace from your grandmother could choke you. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, but you have to take effort to choke someone.
No.
All right.
I'm saying you could get caught on something or.
Okay. That's not the greatest analogy, but let's.
And real quick, Stephanie and David, you both promised to abide by the decision of our listeners when it comes to Great Mate Debate. This is going to be a major life change for one of you. You guys are still on board with that? Stephanie, if you lose, you're still on board with the guns being around you for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I think we got your argument, so hang tight, guys. Don't move. I don't have a side. I mean, I have a side. Full disclosure, I have a gun.
So do I.
I don't have an AR, but I don't say that because one guy went crazy, then no one can have them. I don't really see the purpose of them for Johnny Suburb to be able to shoot off that many rounds, but since they've been legal up till now, I don't see this guy being enough reason to go house to house and take him away, but she's uncomfortable.
And the millionth time we've learned on this show, if it's no for one of you in the relationship, it should be no for both of you. If you're making your mate uncomfortable, then you need to stop that.
But the one gun's an heirloom. That's that one I'm having the hardest time with.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're going to leave one gun in the house, you might as well leave them all.
There you go. Even if he's going to display it in a shadow box on the wall or whatever, he's still a firearm in the house.
Bottom line is, they've got three guns. I don't really, I know one's a Glock and one's a rifle. And one's an AR. She wants them all gone. She never really liked them.
I think she gave in and just tolerated it.
But with things that have happened recently, she's
done.
Like,
done.
So does she have the right to make him stop? I mean, constitutionally at this particular moment, she doesn't.
Yeah.
But in a marriage, marriages sometimes trump
different.
The Constitution, oddly enough. We need you to help them make this decision. I know this is serious, so let's get some jury members in here and get some perspective on how people think. Sarah.
Yai. So I totally understand David's side. I grew up in, my dad was in the Air Force, and he taught the gun safety classes for the Air Force. So growing up as a kid, I definitely learned lots and lots of gun safety and was very comfortable. And I had pride in that as a girl, that I could pretty much show up any guy at the shooting range. But fact is that we live in a different world now, and mental illness can definitely take over. And we had a death in the family because of that.
Oh, via gun?
And yes. And if there were no guns in the house, I think it would have been a totally different situation, and we could have prevented that.
So you had a suicidal family member, and you don't think they would have chosen some other method? They would have just done it. Okay.
Because the family member that it happened to, they chose the specific gun that it was just going to be one bullet and done. There was no second chances.
Okay.
And if there were no guns in the house whatsoever, that definitely makes your options limited to what you can do in those kind of situations. And, you know, there's...
I think
it's a bad situation.
I found a very scary stat the other day, and I was kind of floored by it. I did not realize that, like, I always assumed the 50-some people who died in Vegas, that most of the gun violence in this country was somebody shooting somebody else. But I read that, like, 66% of the gun-related deaths in this country are self-inflicted. They're suicide.
They are.
So that's a little scary. Well, I got to turn VD on.
Voice disguiser.
I hope it's working. There it is. Candy, a male Candy is up next.
Yai.
You are disguised. Whose side are you on?
I'm on David's side.
Okay.
So I grew up with gun violence early on, and I was completely against, you know, anybody owning guns, having guns, anything like that. And now I work as a first responder here in the metro area. And so I get to see firsthand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And where my mind changed was when I had kids, and with the world changing now, I want to be able to protect my family. And that's the way I look at it. And I understand that Stephanie has her concerns about it, which is fair, but the guns are kept under lock and key in a safe. It's not like they're accessed easily. And if, you know, David wants to try and get her to understand what's going on, maybe take her to a shooting range and, you know, have her start off with a .22 rifle, something small, understand what it is. And for me, I've got a wife and three kids, and we have guns at home. We have guns for protection. And when our kids hit a certain age, we start teaching them how to shoot with a small gun so that they can understand how to respect the rifle,
Candy,
respect the gun. Yes.
The question, our producer's letting us know, you just kind of glossed over it. You said you had gun violence when you were young. You're downplaying that. You were in a mass shooting.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us which mass shooting you were in?
I was a student at Columbine High School.
Okay.
Wow. And yet you're still okay with everyone having guns.
So again, like I said, initially growing up, I was completely against guns, completely against them. And that all changed when I had a family.
Yeah, no, it changed. I wasn't against it. I grew up around guns, but having kids there and knowing that if somebody came in with something that I didn't have.
Yeah, because you had your closet dowel for protection.
I literally
for your
had
family.
A chunk of wood.
Yeah.
Candy, seriously, thank you for the call.
Thanks,
we do,
Candy.
We do appreciate it. Let's get one more in here. Sophia.
Yai. Okay, I'm on David's side, and here's why. Listen, I completely understand. It's scary, but the biggest issue in the world right now isn't guns. It's mental health, like one of the previous callers brought up. So even if you win this argument and you take away the guns in the house, that's not going to stop a shooter. That's not promoting mental health in this country. That's not getting people the help they need. So you're not going to have a gun, but somebody can still shoot you. So wouldn't you rather there be safety in the house? I really think that, yeah, like the last caller brought up, go to a range, get familiar with it. If you're more comfortable with it, I think you'll feel better about having it in the house, but it's not going to help the issue in the world. If there's going to be a shooter, there's going to be a shooter, regardless of if there's guns in your house.
Wow, Stephanie.
Thank you for the call. Stephanie?
Yeah.
The first call we got that was on your side is literally the only person we can find who's on your side on the phones. I don't know what Facebook and other social media looks like, Steve.
It's predominantly for David.
So I know you guys agreed. This is a really big thing, and I don't want to be the guy who lets you off the hook, but I mean, pretty much everybody says he's doing the right stuff. He's keeping them locked up, and you can't, I don't want to say the words overreact, but you can't react this knee jerky to something else that happened that isn't your husband. Do you?
I understand that. I'm one of the few of people who listen to this show and want to call in, but I mean, I just don't believe anyone should have a gun in their house that, you know, I can, especially, I mean, like a hand pistol is, you know, something that's different, but, you know, there's an assault rifle, like it can shoot, you know, that's what the mass shootings have been used for. And if those didn't exist in people's homes, then we wouldn't be having this issue in the country. And we're the only country in the world that has an issue with these mass shootings. And we're the only country in the world that is allowed to have those in our home.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. It terrifies me. And maybe if I am more familiar with it, fine. But,
well, David, are you willing to?
My husband has the lock and key. It's his fingerprint. So I'm not even allowed to get into the box.
David, are you willing to?
Yeah, no. Go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, what's your next move? You won, but your wife is saying she's petrified. So that's, you still kind of lose.
Well, I think a couple of the callers, you know, nailed it on the head, and I've suggested to her as well that we go out, you know, a couple of weekends a month and just get familiar with the guns and get more comfortable with them. And, you know, I think that's really the solution.
Wow. You guys,
to more of a compromised thought.
Right. There you go.
We appreciate both of you so much.
Thank you.
Because, I mean, this really is something that people are thinking about and talking about. And honestly, if you guys want to keep this conversation going, we have our Facebook page. People have the debate going kind of healthily right now, which is weird.
A little bit, yeah.
Is it getting snarky over there? Okay. Go over there. Keep the argument going. Do try to be civil.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.